Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid, and so is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, as we pick up the pieces. Following a crazy weekend, sports is back. Does that mean we're happy? No. It means the rage is back. So we've got a lot of stuff to get to. We had another epic UFC card. There was more blood was spilt, man. It was like a vampire movie once again. It's like a Tom Cruise Dracula movie or something like that. Man, there was a lot of blood on the octagon's mat when it was all said and done after a week of fighting. In Jacksonville, Florida, we've got NASCAR back, golf, Bundesliga, soccer is back. Major League Baseball owners and the players are going at it pretty hard right now. I don't know what's going to come of this. I don't have a lot of positivity when it comes to the Major League Baseball situation. NFL is going to play. That is if they have any players left, Cam, to play. Like, what do you think happened? Like, over under. NFL players arrested and detained this weekend or bottles of wine consumed by me?
I'm going to take NFL players over.
Just barely. I drank two bottles of wine. There was
four players
arrested on Saturday.
That's right. I win by the hook. Close battle, though. It's a straight-up pick. Now, I'm telling you, Gabe, you said it. The UFC, man, I don't know. It's got to be sponsored by the American Red Cross blood donation because, man, there were pints. I'm not talking about drips. Those were pints that were coming out of people's faces. It was craziness, man.
And unfortunately, I noticed a pattern, Cam. It seemed like the blood was coming out of the faces of fighters that I was always on.
Yes.
Like Darren Elkins.
Yeah. Oh, Elkins' face? Like, I don't even know how he could see through the blood. Like, it was like, oh, my God.
He won that fight, too.
What?
He won the fight. Except it's hard for the judges when the other dude isn't busted up and your face is, like, gushing blood. It doesn't automatically mean you're getting hit more. It just means you're gushing blood.
Yeah, he is.
Like, he was tagging that Landwehr guy. And, man, that Landwehr guy was upsetting me. He's talking smack after he hits him. Come on.
He's a real cocky guy. Like, he's got a fight game, but I'm going to tell you something.
Imagine him outside of a bar cam. Like, I thought that. I was like, because he looks like a little punk type dude. Huh? Then he starts tagging you. He's like, come on, man. Let's go, bro. You got enough yet? Like,
absolutely right. But I will say this. People like that, you know what? They get their comeuppance. So it's nice. I'll tell you one thing. The next guy that's better than you is going to use your face as a cheese grater, buddy. You're going to be bleeding all over the place, too. And you won't be going, woo, woo, every time things are going. Hey, I get it. You like Ric Flair, buddy. But get your own catchphrase.
Yeah, you know what? So sports are back. And as I stated earlier, so is my rage. It's amazing, Cam. Like, you figure after, like, 2 months of sports being gone, that Lord Gambler would throw you and me a freaking bone. You name a bad beat, bro. You name a sport. Boy, I had it. Late goal. Oh, there goes your parlay, Morenci, in the Bundesliga. Thanks, Leipzig. Thanks for nothing. Leipzig draws 1-1. Yeah, thanks. It started off Saturday morning. UFC, Walt Harris was kicking the crap out of Overeem.
Yeah.
They should have stopped the fight. They could have stopped the fight.
Yep.
They don't stop the fight. There was another fight we lose, bro. On Saturday night, because the guy's mouthpiece fell out, and they gave him, like, 10 seconds. Like, why? That's not, like, our problem. Like, we can go on and on. Like, sports is back, and it's, like, sore to bad beats.
and the screw jobs. And let's get into, the driving relief. Hey, how about sending some of that charity money to me at camp right now? We got screwed hard, as did anybody that played the Oklahoma State Cowboy tandem in the TaylorMade. Now, listen, it was great stuff. It was high freaking drama. I was into it. Yeah, but we'll get into it right now as we welcome everybody listening on SB Nation Radio, the loudest station in the nation. We pick up the pieces following Scotty Farrell going coast to coast. I am Gabriel Morenci. I'm on the grid, and so is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. But we've got a bone to pick. After a crazy weekend of sports, we still can't get over what happened in the Skins game, as bettors that took Ricky Fowler and Matthew Wolf were up 7-5 after 18 holes. And then they went to this closest to the pin for like another million, which I sort of thought, all right, fine. Were you guys playing for charity now?
Exactly.
And it's like, no, sudden death, closest to the pin for the entire like tournament. What are you guys talking about? We just won. Ken, it's like going to overtime in a football game when a team is winning 21-7.
Exactly.
We're up by two. It's over. We won.
I'm going to tell you something. I don't know what the plan is of Gambler to make me and you always broke so we work somewhere for the rest of our lives. And as seniors, you know, we're still doing these
things. We're Mike Ditka working at cruise ships for free for the rest of our lives because we lost 300K
exactly.
Jack one night.
I had a lot of money on that damn golf match, and it was ridiculous. The result, people go, oh, you got to carry it over after 18. Results are after 18 damn holes. That's what it said.
What was there to carry over?
Yeah, that's the thing. You don't need to carry it over. The match is over after 18, and if you want to carry over, the result was 7-5. We win the match, and you could do the damn charity closest to the pin thing. It has nothing to do with the match. The match is over after 18, and the sports books need to pay out people after 18 damn holes. They didn't say there was going to be a 19th hole with a closest to the pin. And the least you could do, if it goes to a 19th hole, is play the damn hole closest to the pin competition. They don't even measure. Are you kidding me? They don't even measure. Sure, it looked like Ricky McIlroy's ball's closer. I bring out the tape. I want to see it. I'm so sick and tired of this crap. I'm done, Morenci. I am done.
And Ricky Fowler played great, man. The guy was
he
birdie
was muddy
machine.
The whole game. Wolf was horrible. Dustin Johnson shot 100. He was awful. He had four in the water.
I don't understand. And, of course, under pressure, though, Ricky, closest to the pin, he misses the green.
Yeah, worst shot all day.
Like, it's closest to the pin. Right before, he's like trying to do some trick shot. I saw him. I'm like, bro, like, what are you doing right now? And he was like, oh, no, Ricky's, he's trying something here. It's like, yeah, you're trying something, bro. I would have put it closer to the pin.
There needed to be a stipulation to say this is what happens after 18 if there's a carryover. And we would have actually talked about and assessed it. You assume the match is over after 18 holes.
They moved the goalpost on us consistently. It happened. I knew during the day. I was getting tweets about it all day. I saw people, even our boy Feinberg. Feinberg knows golf betting. He's like, what the hell's going on here?
I know.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
You are listening to Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci, throwing it down, SB Nation Radio, the loudest station in the nation. And shout out to everybody watching us on Pluto TV, Zumo TV. We're stirring the drink and on Stir TV. And after what happened over the weekend, man, well, although I think I had one too many drinks
over the weekend, but I could use another one after the screw jobs, the old Saturday night screw job, the UFC. And listen, it's great to have sports back. It was high drama. And you know, Rory pulled it out for these guys. As you mentioned, you and I talked about it. We knew Dustin was going to be off his
game.
He was horrible.
He was in a stroke play competition game. He would have shot a 90. He hit three or four balls in the water. Like he sucked. He played like a guy that went out and got pissed the night before. And we predicted this. Everything that we said was going to happen. Wolf didn't play very good. He picked up his game at the end, and we say he'd be better. And we knew Fowler would be better. But we need, except for the last shot that shouldn't have meant nothing, he hit great shots. The hell, the guy had like six birdies in a ding, ding, ding. He was hitting them, man. I'm telling you, I can't believe we lost this. And I don't know if I can get over this. Like, I bet a lot of money on this thing, more than I should have. But it's like, that's the thing. Like, how come I lose like this all the time? You know, that's the thing. It's not like we lost in a good way. We didn't get murdered. We got screwed. It was plain and simple. We get screwed. We get no money back from winning an event after 18 holes. And I'm sick and tired of this crap. Like, I got to be honest with you, Gabe. When we first started sports betting, there was none of these like nuances and changes, and results were results, right? Even a tie was a tie.
Gabe,
it's way worse now. We've been betting for years since we were like little kids.
I knew we were going to get screwed. Yeah. It crossed my mind, Kev. I was like, how are we going to get screwed? I bet you we get screwed somehow. And here it is. Dude, on Saturday night, I got the best tweet ever from our boy Scott the Postman. Yeah. You've met him before.
Yeah.
So Scott the Postman. Dude, you want to talk about screwed? Marlon Vera beat that Kung Fu Monkey.
Yeah.
We got screwed. He beat him. They gave it to the Chinese kid.
I know they did.
It was a total screw job. And then after on Twitter, Scott sent me, because I was bitching on Twitter about that. I was like, man, this is getting old. Like, I'm getting tired of getting, like, all week I've been on the wrong side. Michelle Waterson got screwed over. There's another dude. I can't even keep up with all of our screw jobs in the UFC anymore. Those judges suck, bro.
They do.
One guy 30-27, another guy 30-27. You guys don't even know what you're watching.
That's the point. When you look at it, not even 29-28, like, you're drunk. Like, are you asleep?
Yeah, there's no way. One guy 30-27 and another guy 30-27 for different fighters
people.
All the time.
For different people.
It's impossible.
It is impossible. You're damn. like, I don't even know if I could rage anymore. Like, you know, you're working up a sweat. I'm losing my mind. And I'll tell you, and when I go to talk to the books, I go, hey, you know that time that they don't care. It's like, so much money. You have no money in your account. Refuel. You owe me
it's
this.
It's funny you say that, actually. Because get this. And shout out to FanDuel. Great book. Great people. They always have cool little promotions and stuff. But they reward the wrong people. All right? So listen. Going back, you and I talked about this. Do you remember, Cam? We're going to refund everybody that took Mitch Trubisky to win the MVP.
It's like
why? Exactly. Why are you rewarding someone for making a ridiculously stupid bet? We're going to reward some people for making, Mitch Trubisky, you get your money back, ha, ha, ha. So they have a thing, and it's really cool. It's first-round insurance, Cam. All right? So if your fighter loses in the first round, you get your money back.
That's nice. I like
only
that.
Up to $50, though.
That's
so
cool.
If you bet $500, they give you $50. But if you bet $50 back and you get knocked out in the first round, they give you your $50 back.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought, if you get knocked out in the first round, that's a bad bet.
Yeah.
You should reward a guy that gets screwed. Hey, you get knocked out in the third round, that's a bad beat. We're going to give you your money back.
I will use this as an...
Why the first round, Ken? Like, you're rewarding someone for a bad bet again.
But I will say this. Like, the fight that you had, I forget what it was. Yeah, you were on Johnson. And I remember he came out really, really good. Like, he looked better than he ever had.
Michael Johnson won the first round.
I'll use this example. So if you look at the first round, he dominated. And then all of a sudden, boom, guy puts him in a death grip and it's over. So
yeah, 10 seconds into the second.
That's what I'm saying. So the first round, if you bet on Michael Johnson, that wasn't a bad bet. He was good. He made a mistake.
That was a bad bet.
He got submitted early.
He's
but he looked good.
Six. He's 2-6 in his last day. It was a bad bet.
He looked good in the first round. He looked very good. I didn't even know what to say.
It was a bad bet. Yeah, but I'm watching you, so the goal
right now. Can I get 3.5 rocks? So, Gabe, I'm at the end of my rope. I'm at the end of my rope. Big time.
We had him on the ropes a couple of times, too. And freaking Rory kept on draining these putts and stuff. I was like, dude, just miss, Rory. I knew when it came down to him, I'm like, man, he's going to put it like 3 feet from the pin.
Of course he is. I was thinking like...
DJ shanked it. It wasn't even close. Right in the bunker. Bing. I'm like, yeah, good. Thanks, DJ. Yeah. And then when Rory came up, I'm like, he's going to put it right to the pin. I knew it. He just went up there confidently and did it. Like,
look how he lost, too. Ricky Fowler made a shot that was literally 1 inch from being in the hole, like a kick in. It rolled the wrong way to the bunker. Matthew Wolf has a 60-foot putt that is trending in and dies right in the side door, about that close to the hole. Everything that could have gone bad goes bad for me and you in the tournament. Yes, they dominated play, and we're still getting
And Wolf, I got to tell you, when Wolf went first, I was like, all right, whatever, man, we're going first.
Yeah,
it was a nice shot by Wolf. I'm like, that's not bad for the first shot. Now, I'm like, come on, Ricky,
I was happy
you do it now.
Yep.
Unbelievable. You know, listen, you bet on tournaments all the time, and you got as fired up as anything, didn't you? It was just almost like that NBA All-Star game. Remember this year when people were like, what the hell are you talking about? 8-24, and what are we doing? And like, and then when it happened, it was ultra intense, man. People had massive money on it. It was like street ball back and forth. First one at 24. It's like, oh my God. Like, it was like, remember people were blocking shots. It came down to the last basket.
I'll tell you this.
And it was the same thing with this. And even Rory came. I just want to say, Rory, he said, whoa. He goes, I'm starting to feel it. He goes, man, this is getting real. And they said, really? And he goes, and I actually gave a ton of respect for Rory Camp for what he said.
Good guy, man.
He goes, normally I'm just playing for my own money.
Yeah.
He's already rich. He even admitted it. Yeah. He goes, I was thinking, I'm playing for other people here. Like, this is like, people are going to get helped if I do. He goes, it's starting to weigh on me a little bit. I made him human to me. I like seeing that in him.
Rory's actually, he's really improved. And just, here's the thing, Gabe. I hate to say it. Dustin Johnson should not be invited to these competitions again. He's the most boring guy. He never says
anything. He doesn't take it seriously.
He's a train wreck. I'll tell you a story. My girlfriend's friend did a RBC hit with the guy. He couldn't even read, it's a good place to put your money. Like, it took him like 17 takes to read like three words. The lady's like, is this guy for real? Like it was embarrassing. They almost had to like do like a lip sync because he couldn't read. And then the guy's out there. Oh, nice putt there, Rory. Like, it's like, dude, I get it. Like, your Southern comfort, you know, you like to take it easy, but it's not good for TV. You should have Bryson DeChambeau out there going nuts. Ricky Fowler even like.
What about Patrick Reed?
Yes.
Something like this.
Here's the thing.
He'd be chirping.
This is the lesson. If you want entertainment, leave Dustin Johnson out. We can find a lot of other guys on the tour to fill the role. Rory's good.
Can you believe it, though?
Put it together.
Like you said, DJ would have shot a 90. Like, he was terrible. And we lose somehow.
I know.
In sudden death, when it wasn't tied.
On a skills competition.
It wasn't tied.
On a skills competition.
Like, I understand, Cam. Oh, yeah, we're here all day. And you know what I mean? It's crazy. Man, we're still tied. We're going closest to the pin now. Hey, it's for fun. You know what I mean? And I'd be fine, man. This is crazy. I don't understand, though. We won 7-5 after 18 holes. What was there to carry over, Ken?
That's the thing.
I don't understand. Like, what was there to carry over?
The last hole is
the money.
We win. Yeah. Yeah. The money, right?
That was it. They carried the money over. So play for the money and give it to the charity.
You know what? That's what the books should do. I think they should play it after 18 holes and worry about the money and all the other stuff. But, you know, that's not going to happen. Like, I don't think anybody has the foresight to see it our way. And I got to be honest with you, Morenci, like every horse race, my horse, he's leading the whole way. What happens? Oh, he starts to trip. Oh, finishes fourth. Oh, I need this. Almost hit a $5,000 pick three. Lose at the wire. Like, it's just, I'm so used to it now, buddy. Like, it's numbing to the point of, I really believe no one wants to ever give me money or help me out financially. Like, we get bad beats all the time. It's really pissing me off.
76er fan in Philadelphia, 76 Philly on Twitter. What up, Philly? Said that farce made hockey shootouts look legitimate.
Exactly. That's what I said. Imagine, this is what I equate it to. You're in a Stanley Cup final. They're playing after five overtimes. They go, oh, the guys are tired. Shootout wins Stanley Cup, game seven.
No, I don't even look at it like that because they weren't tied.
Yeah.
I look at it like the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I look at it like the Super Bowl, and it's 35-21. And they're like, wow, we're going to overtime, and that's touchdown win. It's like, what are you talking about? Like, we're not tied.
Exactly.
Like, I played close to the pin for fun and give the money to charity. Fine. It makes me sick. Like, I'm still upset. It makes me sick. We got screwed over. Game Time Decision continues. So the Major League Baseball news is not good, and we've talked about this. Pretty much everything that I've stated, it's almost like I should be the players' rep. Everything that I've stated, now the players are saying, and of course, Blake Snell. And, you know, people are like, you know, people, players are damned if they don't. Now, Blake Snell was just kicking it playing video games like Fortnite or something like that on Twitch. And somebody, you know, people talk to them. And, you know, somebody, he goes, oh, no, it's not worth the risk. Sort of gets blown up like he put his foot down and drew a line in the sand or something like that. But it takes superstars all the time to make a difference. If, you know, like if Brett Anderson of the Milwaukee Brewers is crying about not going, nobody cares. Blake Snell complains a little bit. People are like, you know, but it takes like a Mike Trout. It takes a Clayton Kershaw. It takes a Bryce Harper. And now Bryce Harper says, good for Blake Snell. He just said out loud what we're all thinking. Good on him for stepping up. And Andrew Jones said that earlier in the week. He said, guys, who cares, like, if you get criticized by people? They're going to criticize you anyways. You have to stand up for your rights. And the latest news is the Major League Baseball Players Association, they're sort of calling the owners bluff right now. They said, all right, if you want to split everything 50-50, open up your books to us. And they said, show us exactly what's coming in from where, everything, since you want to be partners, open up your books. And it's not going to happen, right? Like, you, as if 30 Major League Baseball owners are going to start telling, like, the players how much they're really making. Oh, yeah, we've been gouging you on this, and we're ripping you off on that, right? So I like that they sort of called the bluff. And Nolan Arenado came out and said, and Arenado wants to play, but he also said, yeah, it's not, they haven't put anything, like, even close together of, like, anything that works. And he has everyone's back right now as well. You know, it's, they're trying to renegotiate the entire pay structure of a entity and a company that is known for labor strife. You know, like, throw out the safety, like, everything. I don't have a lot of hope about Major League Baseball. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, we told you, Gabe. That was the one that, as a betting man, I said would have the most problems. And I read some interesting stuff, too, and you read your Twitter comment. I couldn't agree more. I said the same thing. You ever work for a company, like when you're doing your taxes? Yeah, you got five different books, one for this guy, one for this guy, one for this guy. You think, really, if the major league owners open up the books, the players are going to get the book? No, they're going to get the one with reduced numbers and monies that they've lost and other things. So, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And these guys are so far apart. But I'm praying for baseball. But right now, it doesn't look very good, Gabe.
Well, you know what? And Trevor Bauer, who...
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Time Decisions continues, and so does our anger and misery. SB Nation, what up? I am Gabriel Morenci, throwing it down with the Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart was still in shock after what happened over the weekend as far as the I call it the old sports rage screw job, Cam, and I'm used to the old sports rage screw job. But it was like early morning, Saturday morning. Yeah, thanks Bundesliga. Saturday night, you know, either the judges screw us or I've got a fighter that's kicking the crap out of the other guy and they don't stop it. But then when our guy's getting beat up, they stop it. And then the icing on the cake, man, was that Skins game, in which I'm still, you know going in, Cam, to these things that there's redefined print. But you raised a good point earlier, and I think you are right about something. Everything's complicated nowadays. Like, there's even, like, you know what I mean? Like, even the standard football bets. Does it count? Over, under? 16 games? 14 games? 12 games? But sports books have Major League Baseball win percentages up now, Cam. What the hell is going on?
2020 sucks, all right? That's what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. It sucks in life. We can't see people. It sucks in our bank accounts because we're always on the wrong end. I'm with you. I thought 2020 would be better. This year blows. And I'm getting, I'm telling you, Morenci, I don't even know. Like, I got to be honest with you. This Tiger Woods Phil match now, I almost want to just, like, put money on the other side and break it even now. What's going to happen? Ooh, does Phil and Brady have a carryover? Then we go closest to the pin, and then Phil plays like a dumpster fire all day and hits one to 1 foot of the hole, and we lose? Could happen. Could happen.
Next week is going to make this kid's game seem like this is like the one of the early bowl games. Like, yes. I'm thinking, oh, the Ford, the Detroit, yeah, Motor City
beef,
Bowl.
This is the Beef O'Brady's Bowl.
Like, if you think, yeah, yes. Good call. Beef O'Brady's, yeah. So, and next week is like the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, think about the difference in the amount of money, bro. It's getting Tiger Woods on TV.
Yep.
With Tom Brady.
Yep.
And Peyton Manning and Phil Mickelson.
And the cheap shots. They're all lippy.
It'll be entertaining. They're chirpy.
It'll say something to Tiger. You know Manning's going to take a shot at Brady.
Manning's going to be the one who talks the most. You'll see.
No, he talks a lot of crap, man. It's going to be awesome. Like, these guys today.
It's going to be awesome. It feels like we're going to get screwed over again.
We are. Yes. If I have money on Tiger Woods and Manning, do yourself a favor. Even if you don't deserve to win, put it on the other side. Because whenever push comes to shove, we'll lose on some technicality. So,
you know what would be sickening? Tom Brady will drain like an 18-foot putt to beat you.
Very possible.
You know it'll happen. It'll be like, all right, now, no way Brady makes this. Suck it, Tom. Screw you.
We're going to be on 18. We're going to sit there, and Tom Brady's going to hit a putt that's like 6 feet off, and like a magnet's going to go, and just swing it like right into the hole and go, oh, my God, what a putt. You're like, no, you know there was a magnet under the green to do that. I'm telling you, man, I'm flabbergasted right now. I'm angry. I'm bewildered. I don't even know what to say, buddy. I just feel like I've been hit by a truck. I told you, that was a great bet with Wolf and Fowler. We got plus 165. It was, you know, one of those things. We should have won that bet. And, you know, what can you do? I can't go give me my money back. There's no way. But anyway.
Our boy Dan in Pittsburgh says, why didn't they measure it?
Yeah, that's another thing. I can assume that it's closer, but I want to see the measurement. You have to show me on the tape. Show me the measurement.
Jordan says, unbelievable. This is carrying over from the UFC. He said, thanks. Matthew Wolf did absolutely nothing for us. Wolf hit a couple of shots, but
the day was Dustin Johnson. He was an embarrassment to this broadcast. I watched every stroke of this thing. He hit so many bad tee shots, putts, chips. He was basically, like, I'm telling you, Gabe, it was real golf, high 80s, low 90s. He didn't even look like a professional.
And Ricky
today.
Ricky was about to come out of this looking pretty good, too, if they won. Because he was killing it, and then, of course, he had to Ricky it up again, right, at the end. Just, like, close the damn deal, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't really – know what, though, Gabe? For all the stuff, I can't blame him. He carried the team the whole
time. We wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for him.
He hit one bad shot. He hit one bad shot. It was just at a really bad time. And classic – dude, I'm telling you, I like Rory McIlroy, too. I never used to be a big fan. But no player in the history of golf screws me out of more money than that guy. Like, me and Lisa even talk about it because she's got this stuffed frog and we watch golf together, right? And he's like, no Rory, no Rory, no Rory. It's like bad luck, right? So, like, that's the thing. I'm trying to change my ways. Like, what are you going to do? Like, shake off the bad mojo. But this guy always finds a way when I have a tournament. He'll come back and win and I'll have the other guy. It's just par for the course, buddy. I'm losing my mind.
Well, speaking of par for the course, Alex Rodriguez steps up in and... Yeah, this is a family program. So I was going to say, you know, par for the course that Alex Rodriguez is had a couple of words for him. But hypocrite, loudmouth, jerk, phony.
I'm going to say the first thing that comes to mind if you see Alex Rodriguez to me is phony. Just phony. He doesn't even seem like a real person. Like, he's not a real person. Like, that's a sham, what they did for his birthday with Jennifer Lopez in the booth there. Like, I'm like, this is the word. Oh, you're not even going to eat the cake. What, you're going to put on a pound?
I like how Jennifer Lopez came in, too, like, just wearing a hoodie and stuff. Yeah. It's like, would you put that on right before you went in the booth there? Like you said, dude, he didn't even look at the cake. He's like, they showed it after. And I'm like, dude, it shows that you and him, you guys didn't even cut it. It was all, everything's just PR and a sham. Can you believe a guy that made $455 million as one of the biggest phonies in the history of baseball.
Exactly.
And you know what? He's a terrible analyst.
Yes.
Like, what does he ever bring?
Not much.
Alex Rodriguez, the guy that said it's better to have a one-run lead than a two-run lead.
No, it's not.
Like, why?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't know. I'd rather have a two-run lead, bro, than a one-run lead.
Myself.
Idiot.
Yes.
He's terrible.
Yeah.
He's terrible. And, like, I don't know, man. He's, you know, he reinvented his career. And, hey, I'm Alex Rodriguez. He's on, like, the Ellen Show now. And, you know what I mean? He was on CNN with Aaron Burnett the other night. Oh, hi, Aaron.
You'll, like, fill in when somebody, like, when Cuban can't do it. Hey, I'm Alex Rodriguez.
If you were I asked to call on the show, yeah, good luck with that, bro.
We should go on Shark Tank, yes. We got to find a way to get money. You got to come up with a concept game.
Oh, that'd be great. I'd love to see you on Shark Tank. And, like, yeah, so Cam, I'd like to see the bald guy, Kevin O'Leary, there asking you. So what's your plan, Kev? Well, Kevin, you know, golf season's coming up, and I could use I need a betting fund.
That'd be the best.
He'd be like, so do you win? Do you have any chart? Cam, he'd be like, well, you know, like, Cam's got no paper, no data or anything. Well, you know, I would have won, but I got screwed over in the Skins game.
We should bring in our list of bad beats. Help us. No, it's just, I don't even know what to do, man. You said it, Gabe. You know what the crazy thing about the UFC for me is, too? Like, I do really well, really, really well on the undercards. Like, a lot of guys that I have, like, things were great. I was making money that night.
Oh, the main events that got me all week. Let me just finish about A-Rod here. We'll get to the UFC. But
yeah,
A-Rod is the latest guy. Mark Teixeira, ESPN. Yeah. A-Rod, ESPN. What a coincidence that these rights holders, guys. It's amazing to me, though, Ken. Two of the greediest players in the history of baseball, Mark Teixeira and Alex Rodriguez. So, yeah, I'm sure, Alex, when you were making the biggest contract in the history of sports, you would have been cool if they would have said, all right, we're going to take 25% of it off, and now let's cut another 50% off, and let's split, right? You would have been way down with that. Like, the hypocrisy of these guys. And you know what, though? Guys in the Major League Baseball clubhouse, they'll remember this, though. They'll remember on Sunday Night Baseball when A-Rod comes down to the batting cage. They'll be like, oh, yeah, you were the ones, like, told us to, like, basically roll over and get screwed, right? But, you know, I doubt A-Rod even goes down to the batting cage. Like, you know what I mean? He probably doesn't even talk to baseball players all that much unless you're, like, a big star, right?
Exactly. Yeah, no, I'm with you. I just think – and another thing is – like, you know, Blake Snell's being attacked and whatever, and you think about the money that he's making. The guy is a wicked pitcher, Gabe, and I'm still looking at the salary and compared to some other guys, it's like, you know what? He has the right to make every damn dollar. We don't know another thing that's going on in people's lives, and we talked about the owners. It's not the players' fault.
The owners are lying, Cam.
Yes, and they got their hands in all different losing pies during COVID-19. Like, that's not the players' fault.
Ask them. The players are saying, all right, show us where this $4 billion loss is coming
from. Show us your books.
Basically, there's a difference, Cam, between not making $4 billion and losing $4 billion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not losing $4 billion. It's not like you guys, all right, lost $4 billion. No, you didn't win $4 billion.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It's sort of like nothing happened. You didn't get the money. Yes, it's true. But you didn't lose the money.
Yep.
Ken, when they come, let me ask you something, Ken. When they come out of this and they eventually play baseball, are the New York Yankees suddenly only worth half the value now?
No.
Like, hey, you guys are still worth $4 billion, guys.
Yes.
Don't give me this that you all, oh, we lost billions of dollars. All right, then if you're losing billions of dollars, I'll buy your team. Sell me the Cincinnati Reds then. All this money, me and Cam will buy the Cincinnati Reds from you.
That's the only
thing. And since it's such a bad business deal and you guys are losing all this money, we'll give you $500 for them.
I like it. We can afford that.
$5,000. Now, you know what? $50,000. I'll go up to $500,000. I think you and I could raise $500,000. We could get, like, Lou and the owners of Sports Grid and stuff.
Listen,
I could give me $500,000 and I'll own the Reds. $50 million? Nah, I can't raise $50 million. $500,000, I think I could raise $500,000. I can convince people if I told them we get the Cincinnati Reds out of the deal. Or maybe we could buy the entire Canadian Football League for $500,000.
That's another option. You bring up good points. I like that you picked the Reds, too. That's a team that I would like
to pick. Yeah, I just thought it was by the Reds.
Not the Yankees, not the Mets. We'll take the Reds.
No.
Seem like our type of team.
It really is. It'd just be like, yeah, we bought the Cincinnati Reds.
Yes.
Now I want to own the Reds. I'm going to be depressed that you and I aren't going to own the Cincinnati Reds.
Yeah. No, I like your CFL idea, though.
Very, very strong. Yeah, we got to start up some charities, brother.
Ah, dude. You and I got into pro sports, horse racing. How'd horse that go? Racing.
Lose, lose, lose.
You and I own a team. We'd be a last place team. Our player would get like our star player would get arrested, like an NFL.
Right.
Oh yeah. All right, our pitcher. Hey, is this Gabriel Morenci? I'd be like, yeah. They'd be like, yeah. Sorry, your star pitcher just got picked up here at a strip club doing blow in the bathroom.
That's our luck. Yes, I
You know our horse Conflict Diamond.
Yeah, he's racing in Buffalo now, right?
Of all cities, he's living in Buffalo.
Probably doing better there. He probably likes Buffalo, but good value there, cheaper hay.
Game Time Decisions, cheaper hay. Game Time Decisions, SB Nation Radio. Hey, sometimes you just got to try to laugh the pain away, guys. Get on a grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time to Citizen continues. I am Gabriel Renzi throwing down with the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. The show's just flying by. It's great to have actual sports.
Yeah. Although my bank account right now.
Frustrating.
Yes, it is, Gabe. Yes, it is.
You know, Cam, like the first event back was the UFC. And listen, I didn't completely stop betting. We were betting on horses, and I was mixing in a few international things. But then I haven't been forcing Korean baseball or anything like that. So remember the first night the UFC's back? I'm like, all right, I broke even.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, broke even, but it was fun. It was great to have it back. Wednesday night was when I started to get mad. Where I was like, you know, how many times am I going to be on the wrong side of a screw job here? Like, it's like the third fight I've lost.
Yeah.
And they're big swings, Cam. Like you said, 350 there, 275, $168. It's like,
you said it. Those are huge swings. Like, you don't lose those. You don't win 300, you lose 600. Like, that's big, man. That's like, these are $600 swings, and these things happen a lot. I got to tell you, Gabe, during the pandemic, like, I have a problem. Like, I've extended my horse racing gambling. Like, I'm nuts. I'm looking at other guys online, go, hey, $2
so exactly. You're contributing to this big fund because I see every racetracks breaking records.
That's right. Where's my refund for my racing donations, too, man? Like, I win a couple pick fours for $300. I'm like, Gabe, I'm going crazy. Like, I'm out of control. I don't know what's going on. I just need something else to come back. It was tough with the horse racing. And I'll tell you, horse racing, you get screwed too, buddy. Inquiries, bad trips. There's so many things going on, man. Like, it's just, it's everywhere. The skins game, the UFC fights, horses. It's like, can we get it on the up and up, please?
I don't think I'd be able to take it, actually. And I love betting the ponies, but I'm more of a big race guy or... You know, not just big races and not just like the big three, but, you know, bigger races and the Arkansas Derby, the Florida Derbies and this stuff. Because I know myself.
I know myself, too.
I can't rage all day getting mad about horses.
Exactly.
Like, I actually get mad. Like, you know, when I was at the Meadowlands, I'd be like, oh, I'll bet some horses tonight. I didn't have the patience, Cam. Like, I'd only last like two races type thing. I'd be like, no, I don't want to lose again. Like, I was getting mad. Like,
well, that's the problem. Your problem with horse racing is such. That's the thing. And I showed it really early. But if you lose the first three races of the day and you get screwed and your horse comes fourth, you start to look at your account and go, I really even don't want to give back this $200. Then you do it again. Then you hit a number where you're going, oh, okay, now I got some problems here. Like, this is becoming a real issue. And then you try to reach for, like, a pick three or pick four. It's a never-ending cycle. You said it, Gabe. You can't bet on every race. And the problem is they're all back now, too. So very hard to do. I was doing really, really well, but this weekend has just been too much.
How about this for numbers, all right? This is from Churchill Downs.
Mm-hmm.
Churchill Downs opened up their first races.
Yes.
Over the weekend, thanks to the bettors who enthusiastically supported opening day of the 2020 spring meet. This is one day, Cam.
Yep.
All right?
Yep.
Last year, their opening day, May 18th, $5,000,032 in action.
In action, yep.
May 16th, 2020.
I'm predicting $11 million.
$14,278,726.
So three times their handle.
An increase of 183.7%.
Almost 200%. Yeah. Are you? And know what the funny thing is?
People talk about like the gambling. Oh, open up. They're open, guys. Like, there's a lot of businesses that are killing it right now. Don't fool yourself. Don't think everyone's losing money now, guys.
I'm going to tell you, Gabe, too. Know what they're doing? A lot of the California tracks that open, I follow this stuff really closely. Your boy Lindsay, too, who I follow now on Twitter. You know, we were tweeting back and forth.
And our boy Lindsay's getting into NASCAR. He goes, hey, this doesn't suck. Yeah, you like racing. It's like, he loves it all. Horses.
Lindsay's the best. Horsepower horses. Yeah, four legs, four tires. He loves it. Anything with four. I will tell you, Gabe.
So you and I always get the three-legged horse.
Yes. We get a three-legged horses. And, we bet on a dog. He's got rabies.
Three-legged horse and two flat tires. Four tires, but two of them are flat.
Yeah. Hey, Morenci, Stewart, your tires are flat. Thanks, Chuck. Yeah, we know. I will say this. The pools at Santa Anita and Golden Gate and stuff, I've noticed a little bit of skimming from the top. Like, I know what a $2 should pay for certain. I've been betting horse racing so long. I'm like, there feels like, Gabe, there's a little bit more shaving going on. They got the five-blade razor, and that's what they're doing. Remember, they've not had racing in that state for a while. So they're trying to recover, right?
They're greedy in California.
They are. Big
shakedown, right?
They are greedy. Tax.
And listen, Churchill Downs, there's a reason why it's the Kentucky Derby, and you know every racetrack in and out, but you don't see the same deaths at Churchill as you do in Santa Anita. No. I'm just saying, Churchill Downs, you know, the pools are legitimate. The money is legitimate. Like, it's the best run track in America, wouldn't you say?
I would say yes.
Up there.
Yeah, and the crazy thing about Churchill Downs that I will say, Gabe, I watched the card this weekend. There's an average of between bigger fields, too. They have 9 to 14, 15 horses in a race. No horses got hurt. Didn't see a jockey get flying off. It's very odd. And then I watch other races. When you're watching Santa Anita and whatever, there's always kind of accidents, injury with the horses. And they even have smaller field races. So I don't know. Churchill just seems to do it right. They really have it under control.
So on Saturday night, the UFC, Walt Harris and Alistair Overeem.
Yeah.
You know, it was hard to see some of the features that they did on Walt Harris's daughter that was unfortunately murdered.
Yeah.
And I knew that it would be part of the storyline, but it was the storyline. And I thought it was a little bit much. Like, you know, putting him in that position, he's not powerful enough to say no. All right, he did an interview, but he completely broke down. It was very hard to watch. And, you know, I was thinking about Overeem. What a tough spot to be in, Cam. To fight a guy whose daughter just died and you got to pummel his face in.
I know.
And, you know, I wanted him to win so much. And he came out with all that emotion.
Yeah.
And he was pulverizing, man. Remember Overeem's face, like his mouth just busted open right away.
Great.
And, like, Harris was pummeling him. And a lot of people complained after. They should have stopped the fight. We got screwed. I said at the time, no. It's Alistair Overeem.
Exactly. He could take a licking and keep on.
Yeah, and it was evident that, look, he got up and then he started kicking the crap out of him the fact, right? So you can't say the shit. Yeah. Some refs would have stopped it. It's true. Like, some ref might have gotten in there. But one thing I noticed, Cam, they weren't quick in stopping fights in Florida this week. It was a pretty violent week.
I think, actually, the referees did a horrible job on the whole. You talked about the Smith fight. That was almost criminal what they did to him. His team not throwing it in, missing teeth, orbital bone. Like, you can't do that stuff. There was no way he could even come back for a miracle comeback. Some of the blood, too. Like, no,
Mergliotta's an idiot, too. Dan Mergliotta, he's another bad referee.
Yeah.
He's the one, he did the Brock Lesnar-Heath Herring fight.
Yes,
which one he said, are you ready, are you ready? He poked Heath in the eye.
Yeah, I know.
Like, people don't realize that. Heath Herring got poked in the eye by Mergliotta, and then, like, 10 seconds later, got bull rushed by Brock Lesnar because he couldn't see.
Exactly.
Like, they started the fight right away. I was on Mergliotta. I'm not saying he was going to win a fight, but he wouldn't have ended up on his back as quickly as he did.
I agree.
If he didn't get poked in the eye. But, Cam, Walt Harris was done. Like, Walt Harris is not a good wrestler, okay? He's a big dude. He swings. He's not a good wrestler. Overeem was on top of him. You and I both know, in fighting, when fighters put their hands on their head and they go down in, like, the cover-up slash turtle.
Yeah, the turtle,
It's like suicide by cop.
Mm-hmm.
They're asking you to stop the fight, Ken.
Yeah, you can't
fight
back.
That's their way of saying, listen, I don't want to tap out. I'm not just going to say stop punching me, but just stop the fight. You know what I mean? Like, dude, it's a thing that, like, guys will do. You know what I mean? It's sort of known. Like, dude, when the guy is just cowering, like putting it, it's like, it means he wants you to stop the fight.
Yeah.
Right? And you know, some guys will do it briefly and get out of it, Cam. But Walt Harris is basically like, dude, like, and you can hear it, man. And dude, man, Overeem, I've never seen, I'm not going to say never, but Cam, a lot of times when guys are really close, it's sort of like little pepper jobs, right?
Yeah, yeah. Jab,
dude,
jab, jab.
Overeem can punch hard in a limited space.
I know he can. He's
like
a monster.
He had no room, but he was like, and you could just hear in the side of the
thundering.
Head. Overeem was like these little explosive shots. He probably ate about 17 shots he didn't need to. He wasn't getting up. Just stop.
I agree. I got to be honest with you, Gabe, and I love UFC, but some of the stuff that I've seen, imagine like being a kid, like watching that with your father, where the guy's face is just covered in blood, the whole thing's there. You're seeing human beings almost die in the octagon, and you're right. It's very hard to be a referee, but I'm going to tell you something. There could be a death in the octagon real soon. You talk about it, man. It's been pretty crazy, the stuff we saw in Florida. It was an excessive violent card, and not violent.
It wasn't that bad, Cam. It was just bloody. Nobody really got severely injured.
No, but my
although
point,
people are
going to
be out for 6 months.
Yes, my point, like Smith, Harris, like there's a lot of guys who were in positions of not coming back that were in there too long, and that's not good. When you're taking that many punches, Gabe, you know you can rattle your brains. Bad things can happen.
The thing is, though, Cam, the sport has always been vicious.
It has been. Yes.
The thing is, it's highlighted with nobody in the arena.
Yes.
It just is. It's better. It's more violent.
Yeah,
it is. It's like you're up close. It's like you're almost there. It's when you're watching this fan without fans, guys. It feels like it's like your cage side.
It is.
It really is. Like, you know what I mean? You're not, you know, like the camera angles are better and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, because when they're in an arena, guys, there's fans.
Everything's
they
in stereo.
They have complete control now. Uh-huh. They can put the camera wherever they want. They're not blocking anyone's view. It's everything's closer now. Like, usually, you know, the octagon's not that close, mm-hmm. right? But like, you're really, like, you can see the guy's acne and stuff on his face now. Like, they're so close to his face and the blood. And it's just, and, you know, hey, listen, it's a lot of fun, but I don't think it's any more. It's the UFC used to be more dangerous. I was worried in the guy who killed Jarezino for a second.
Yeah, that guy.
He was like, just a lump and he wasn't moving.
You're right.
He
looked like he was almost dead. Like, it was pretty crazy. But, hey, you're right. It's a violent sport, but this is the only point that I'm trying to make. These referees, they can't leave guys in for an extra round, two or three, when they have no ability to fight back. One of these guys is going to get brain dead. Like, you don't know, Gabe. Like, you just keep on taking shots and shots and shots and shots. We've seen it. Hockey fights. Stuff like that, right? Like, serious stuff can happen.
Well,
that's
listen,
all I'm saying.
Yeah. And listen, there's without a doubt, it does damage to these guys. You can't say you're going to get hit in the head 252 times in a 9-minute span and not, like, take some damage.
Exactly.
But, like I said, like, it's just that these cards, I don't know. It's like they did, and it's typical Dana. But he basically found the most violent guys in the UFC willing to fight in a pandemic.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, it was like he found every crazy dude. Like the little Landwehr guy. Rah, come on. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
the guy's great. He looks like an insurance salesman with his lid and face and stuff like that. He's kind of like, hey, how you doing? Like a guy, but he's a killer, man. Like, it's like, wow.
No, he really enjoyed it. Yeah. Like, and like, that's the thing. It was Elkins. Elkins' face was painted red, yet he was having a good time. You can tell he liked it.
Yeah, he enjoyed it.
You can tell he was enjoying himself. And listen, props to a lot of people are critical of the state of Florida. And props to Ron DeSantis. I got to give him credit. Listen, I think it doesn't mean I think he's the smartest guy in the world right now. But without Florida and without Jacksonville, we wouldn't have had these three cards.
That's
so
true.
Now the UFC regroups right now, and they're going to do a show at their complex in Vegas. So they have their gym in Vegas, sort of like the WWE. It's like the UFC Performance Center. It's called the Apex. They have a theater and everything. They have an octagon. So they control their own destiny a little bit, and they still have this Fight Island coming, Ken.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Fight Island is a thing because there are fighters – like the international travel bans aren't probably not going to be lifted like
for months.
Yeah, and you know the thing is Dana White, because I even thought like, why you still doing the island? Really, you got a couple of spots now, and he said Nah, this thing's going to go on for, it goes, if this goes on as long as I think it will, dude, Dana White's buddies with Donald Trump.
I know they are.
He has inside information.
Yes, he does.
So when he says, nah, nah, I got to build the island, we got to do this because this travel stuff's going to be like this for a while. Said, we need this as an option. He did it for a reason. Get on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decision continues. I am Gabriel Morenci throwing it down with a raging redhead. Cam Stewart, what's up? SB Nation, the loudest station in the nation. We're kicking it on the grid at SportsGrid, SportsGrid.com. You can find me on Twitter at SportsRage. And you can find Cam on Twitter at Cam Stewart Live. And it's amazing, Cam. The tweets are just flowing in about this golf and about how it ended. And a lot of people are frustrated by the fact that we were up 7-5.
Yes.
After the 18. And now people are just baffled as to how come we didn't see on television a measurement. They never showed it. They just showed Rory. Did I win? Oh, yeah. I won. Like, we never saw a measurement.
Not just that.
And even one of the announcers immediately said, oh, boy, we're going to have to measure this.
Yes, exactly. So measure it. What do you do in a curling thing? Which rock is closer? You bring out the measurement. You need to have specific tools. And, Gabe, the thing that makes me even more angry, we had an 18-hole result. They could have just done that damn shot for charity. You can't lose the money that was invested. The sportsbook took the money. It was not a circled event on a damn closest to the pin contest. If you want to play another hole, sure, if that's the rules. They made the rules as they went along, and it was amateur night, and I we got screwed. I don't care. We're not bitching and complaining about every loss. That was wrong. And we should be awarded after 18 damn holes. The result was 7-5. We won after 18.
Well, we have more of, we actually have a legitimate beef, more so than our boy Tim Anderson, the old Andercust.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So Andercust, people tuning in right now, most of you guys know him. Yeah. Used to be a regular on the network. Now he does videos with DraftKings and Pat Mayo and Feinberg. Yeah. And he's also known as like the biggest mush in sports. But he was actually legitimately upset that the players were wearing shorts. He said it was unprofessional. And it was like, and I said, dude, it's a skins game for
it's
fun.
It's a charity event.
They're in hot Florida. You want to wear what? You want to wear wool pants?
Yeah, you want to wear slacks?
I told him, it's not the Masters, bro. It's not the Open in like 1950 here.
Yeah, if Ricky Fowler rolled in with an Iron Maiden t-shirt or, you know, and Wolf
had great with Pat Perez.
Round. Yeah, he's got like a rat t-shirt. You know, hey, guys, let's party. No, I'm with you. Like, and I see them said the cuss. It's like they wore nice shorts and stuff. Like, you can be understand if they just wore undershirts.
Yeah, he's
Matt take him.
That's, he's always got one. Yeah. Out of everything was going on over the weekend, I see his Twitter, and he's like outraged. He's like, this is an outrage. They don't look professional. Get on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.